Our devotion for today, day 22, Wednesday, March 7th, 2018, was contributed by Tiffany Brawley. Our scripture comes from Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Everyone has a turning point in his or her life. For me, my turning point was 7 years ago, 5 days after I had my son. I had many other hurdles in my life before this, but this one was different. This one was a game changer. I wasn't prepared for the ride I was about to take, and neither was my husband. While I was pregnant, I had preeclampsia, a condition that is common in many women when they are pregnant. The only way to treat it was to have the baby. Well, I had the baby, yet my blood pressure did not go down. I was released 5 days after I gave birth, which was much longer than most new mothers. The next morning, I woke up in severe pain at home and drove myself to the hospital. I had an aortic dissection. It's a condition where your blood flow is so rapid, it builds up like a dam in your aorta, and eventually it tears the aortic wall. John Ritter, of Three's Company, died of the very same thing. I spent several days in the ICU, was treated with medicine, and thankfully did not have to have surgery. Afterward, my whole perspective on life changed. God and my family became the center of my life. I wanted to be a better person, and the person that God wanted me to be. JD, Hudson, and I moved back home from Austin to be closer to our family, and I began a new career as a teacher and a servant to others. God had a path for me, not one I had planned on for myself, but one he planned for me. I always felt God's presence throughout this experience, and truly believe he kept me here to make the world a better place and to enjoy my wonderful family. God gave me the best gift of all, being able to watch my son grow up. Dear Lord, may we always be mindful of the wonderful life you have given us and the wonderful people you have put in our path to enrich our lives. Amen.